What's up, people? This is Mr. James B. talking live at XL Salon. We're just chatting with, talking with Mr. Stephen B. Weaving, my co-host. What's up today, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Oh, this is Stephen B. Weaving, straight from XL Salon.
That's right. Mr. James B., we're just talking about some standard topics that we have at different shops and what we need to know. Steve, what is your opinion today? We're going to just open it up on taking down weave. What's your opinion on taking down weave today?
My opinion on taking down weave is just to make sure you take the weave down without cutting your hair out. Because when you try to get your pressing curl or something that needs the smooth texture, if you got those split ends all over the place from you taking your weave down recklessly, it's not going to be a good look.
That's right. Now, this is Mr. James B. You can call in. This is a test show. We're just trying everything out. We will be live next Tuesday at XL Salon. You come on down to XL Salon. That's at 14875 East 8 Mile. Come on down, sit in, talk with us, and receive two free gifts. Now, we had Stephen B. Weaving up here in the shop today. We're just talking here, Mr. James B. If you want to call in, our call-in number is area code 914-803-4273. That's area code 914-803-4273. Give us a call. Let's talk hair. Now, Steve, I know a lot of times when people be taking out that stuff, they try to take it out at home and they just tear the edges out, and now they come to us and try to fix that.
I mean, that's just what they're going to do. That's what we're here for, you know, to repair and restore.
So what do you suggest as far as restoring? What would you do as far as getting them edges back right now?
It's different, like, different methods. Like, they got the gift of dream that I kind of believe in. Because even if you don't get, like, a super long length of hair, if you have a bald spot, I believe that it will, you know, give you that density. So at least you could have a lining, you know.
That's right. I'm talking about the Gift of Dreams. It's an old product. It's been out here for a while. You can check this out on Ustream. We are Ustream the whole show, too. You'll see me, Stephen B. Weaving up in here. Just checking out different stuff. This is the product right here. This is it, Gift of Dreams, you can see. Gift of Dreams, get them edges back, make it seem like, you know, your hair is growing back. How they say, what rain does to water, grass.
Yeah.
That's a good product. Now, Mr. James B. don't have no hair, but I can't keep some on your head. That's Mr. James B. talking here. XL Salon, 14875 East 8 Mile. Now, when it comes to being a stylist here in the D, as far as etiquette with the shop, it's do's and don'ts that you can do as far as a stylist. You don't really want to be ripping each other's customer away from each other. That's not cool. What do you think about that, Steve?
Well, with the etiquette and everything, I believe in just being professional at all times and just being patient. If you're patient, then, you know, you're going to be able to get through a lot if you're patient. So just be patient. Have good manners with your women, you know, with the ladies that come in and see you. Sometimes I be wanting to go in, but, you know, I just hold back and, you know, I just really just, you know, work with the client and explain to them, because even though I might think it's common sense to me, everybody is not knowledgeable about weed. And some people are brand new. So I just take my time and just explain every little detail with them as much as possible. No matter if they don't understand it the first time or not, I still try to make sure that they understand it before they leave my chair.
And that's good. Mr. James B., talking here, me, Stephen B. Weaving, XL Salon. But when it comes to, like, the business in general, I believe it's a business. And a lot of people just don't play it like it is a business. They try to use it like it's just a clubhouse or someplace to hang out to make some extra money. No, this is a business, and we're going to treat it like such, which is, you know, how you come in, set some hours for yourself, even set yourself up as far as having a payroll for yourself. Just don't make the money, then you spend it, don't know what you done bought or whatever, you know. So have yourself a payroll that you would cash yourself out with and stack the rest or whatever you need to do as far as your bills. But when it comes to business in general, I believe the cars play a factor and how you come to work, what time you come to work, you know. So what do you think about all those things?
I believe all of that is, you know, you need all of that in the business that we're in because it's just the structure of it all. There's no structure and no goals. It's pretty much not going to go anywhere. So when it comes down to, like, being here on time and, you know, just having that sit-down time for, especially for new people coming into the game, because it's a lot of people, like, going to hair school now, and, you know, you're not just going to come in and be like, pop, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you automatically the man.
Right, you know, but it's going to take some time to get there, but if you, you know when you're the man or when you're the woman. You know when you got it going on, so as long as you know that you're changing heads.
Now, all the new people that's coming out, and Mr. James B is older, and Steve is a real young cat. You know, you can see how Mr. Stephen B. Weaving be looking. You can check him out on Instagram. You on Instagram?
Yes.
What's your Instagram name? We're going to pump up these Instagrams and these Facebooks.
Stephen B. Weaving. S-T-E-V-E-N. That's with a B, not a P. I'm black, not white. The letter B, W-E-A-V-E-N.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Kick that to him again, because that was just impressive the way you said it. Mr. James B., you can check mine out. I'm Mr. James B. on Facebook and Instagram, the same thing. M-R-J-A-Y-M-E-S-B. Mr. James B., one whole word. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That's Mr. James B. And you can follow us, XL Salon, at XL Salon. What is it? XL Salon on Facebook and XL Salon on Instagram. Check out different styles we post and the things that we do. Now, when it comes to the social media, do you post a lot of your pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you can't see our work? Okay, we do have a caller. Let's check out this caller and see how it goes. Let's see here with the caller.
Hello, Mr. James B.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. James B.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Now, today we're talking about different things that's happening in the shop. What's happening to you in the shop that you need to talk to us, Mr. James B. and Stephen B. Weaving?
Okay. Well, I just got this one question. I was listening in to the radio, and I was seeing that I was hearing that you got this product, Gift of Dreams. And I was wondering, did y'all have some type of product that can thicken up the hair if it's too thin or weak or whatever? What other products do y'all have that can thicken up hair?
Yeah, the Gift of Dreams is a pretty good product. It will strengthen up your hair. It will get your hair growing back. Now, if your hair is already fine, it'll make it thicker. Was your hair thicker when you was younger? It'll get it back to how your hair was when you were younger. Now, if your hair was thicker when you was younger, you're back on. But if your hair was thin then and it's thin now, it might give you a little more strength and fill in all the different areas. Do you agree?
I agree. And I would like to know how much the products would be and where
well,
can I purchase the product.
You can come down to XL Salon. That's 14875 East 8 Mile. You can purchase this from us or our fellow different beauty supplies. We sell three different versions of it. We have extra strength, a mild, and a regular. Both of them, all three of them smell good. And the extra strength, it do got a little kick to it, but it will get your hair growing.
All right. Thank you, Mr. James B. That answered my question. I'll see you shortly.
Thank you. XL Salon, Mr. James B., Stephen B. Weaver, talking hair. Now, today, again, this is a test show. We will be back next Tuesday talking about shampooing and how important is shampooing. We're just going to talk about it right now and just see what do you think, Stephen, how important is shampooing?
Shampooing is very important to me because I believe that it locks in the relationship with you and your client. It also manipulates the hair with the shampoos and conditioners that you use. It's just vital. You know, like I've never been one of those styles that be like come with your hair shampoo. I've never said come with your hair shampoo because I believe the product that I use will manipulate your hair and make your hair, turn your hair into a different texture or leave it more softer and more easy to manage.
Okay, that's what's up. See, next week we will be having Goldie in the building as well as Stephen B. Weaving, but as far as the show itself, Mr. James B. will be your host. We will have different stylists and techniques. You can check us out on Ustream, BFH TV. That's BFH TV, Basic Fundamentals of Hair. And James Williams on Facebook, a.k.a. Mr. James B. or Stephen B. Weaving or Exhale Salon and Spa. We'll post all this so you can check it out. And you can log in and make comments as well. So we're going to wrap up this show and talk about a little bit more on hair and hair business. Now, Stephen B. Weaving, what time would you say you like to come in as far as your customer?
Sometimes I start at 8. I'll be here by 10, no later than 10.
All righty. Now, it looks like we got another caller. Let's talk to this caller and see what's happening.
Hello.
Caller, thank you for calling in, talking here with Mr. James B. and Stephen B. Weaving. What's your question for today?
Well, my question is, I need to know if you all do color here at your salon.
Yes, we do. We do have excellent color here. We do mess with Paul Mitchell's colors and different other companies, but we do just mess with Paul Mitchell's because he has different colors in his arsenal. And we do have good people that do color. One of them is here now. We have Stephen B. Weaving. He can talk to you about coloring. Stephen?
Yeah, I love color. Color is fun. A little piece of color can really jazz up somebody's hairstyle, no matter if it's bright or low. Color is color. It's always going to be pink.
Now, we do the, what's that called? How do you say that? I keep getting it messed up when the transition.
The ombre?
Ombre.
Yeah,
we do ombre here.
For the ombre style.
Yes, we do that as well as we do color weave. Now, that is a little extra, but it's weave, and it'll last you a lot longer. So, yes, we do color. Our address is 14875 East 8 Mile, XL Salon. Come on down and get your hair or your weave colored by me or Stephen B. Weaving. All right.
Is your cost for your consultation for your color?
Yes, we do the consultation because we don't want to just start coloring your hair if your hair is damaged. We want to get the hair healthy first. You agree, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we just want to get your hair healthy, and we're just not going to be slapping a relaxer or coloring your hair if your hair is not healthy enough, but we will let you know if it is or not within your consultation. We usually charge $15 to $25 for consultation, but if you're getting the service here at XL Salon, your consultation is free.
Okay, great. That sounds like a great deal. Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
That was pretty good. So, we do have callers calling in for different things, and that's why it's called Talking Hair with Mr. Jane B. as well as Stephen B. Weaving. Now, we will have different stylists and different techniques we'll be showing as far as on Ustream and Blog Talk Radio. And everything will be posted on our Facebook page. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just the beginning of different things that we'll be doing as far as styling, talking about techniques, and getting it out there. Thank you. This is Exhale Salon, 14875 East 8 Mile, Talking Hair and Talking Hair Business. So, Stephen, when it comes to, like, you know, passing out flyers or introducing yourself to different customers, how do you go about it?
Well, you know, I'm going to my little Rolodex.
You got a Rolodex.
You know, I just reach into my pocket, get my card. I love my card because my card does most of the talking for me instead of me having to just go all in, you know, with somebody that I don't know yet. So, you know, I just politely introduce myself. My name is Stephen. I'm a stylist straight from a local area. I'm in the area. And I hand him my business card, and they look at the card and they smile. They're like, oh, thank you. And then I walk off.
That's what's up. You know, Mr. James B., I like to sneak it in. I'll talk about, you know, your hairstyle, you know, however your hair is looking. and I'll, you know, pitch that in there, and then they'll wind up asking me, do you do hair or something? And I'll say yes, and, you know, we'll take it from there. Do you have a card? I'll pass them one of my cards, and we'll just take it in from there. That's how I do it. But, you know, you never can tell. You just never know sometimes how people react, because you pass out a card and people get a little offended and they be looking at you like, what, I need my hair done? And you really want to say yes.
People always say that.
You do want to say yes, you know.
But most of the time, I don't even be looking at the style that they have. I've never looked at somebody's hair. But Uber, your hair hit 50 bucks. I just propose. That's just what I do. Like, but people, that's what people always gravitate to that point. Like, oh, I need my hair done. Like, this one lady was like, I was opening up the shop door on Monday, and she was like, oh, I'm a stylist. I've been a cosmetologist for 24 years. I know I look rough today, but woo-woo-woo. I'm like, okay, have a great day. You know, girl, you're going to have to get an MLK speech.
Oh, she gave you an MLK speech when you passed it out.
She basically showed me her license. Like,
that she was a stylist?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's nothing wrong, you know, showing somebody, you know, about they do hair, too. I get that all the time. They be like, you know, they don't need my services or something like that. And that's fine if you don't. But, you know, it's all about just passing out your card. You never know. I don't like doing other stylists' hair. No way, but I will, you know, if you want it done because it's still business. But
I mean,
that's Mr. James B.
Huh? I'm going to do whatever you want. Hey.
That's right. If you want it done, we're here to do it. Stylist or not, you know, we just do hair, and that's all about it. So I know when I pass out my cards, like I say, you know, I just like to start a conversation. And then once I start a conversation, they ask me whether I do or do not do hair, whether I do or do not have a card, and I just go ahead and give them one, and we take it from there. That's Mr. James B. That's my method, but I suggest a lot of y'all just, you know, pass out at least 10 cards a day. You know, 10 cards a day will get you out there, at least out of your 10, if 5 come. If one come, you did good, and it make that one a permanent customer. Now, how do you make your customers permanent customers to a point, you know, where they come back?
Set up an appointment for the next time, the first time they come in.
Oh, you like to lock them in. Just go ahead and lock them in right then and guarantee that you're coming back. That's cool. I do like that. So for all you stylists out there, you know, set you up another appointment, and you know, well, we do have another caller. Let's check out this caller, Steve, and see what it is.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? You talking with Mr. James B. and Stephen B. Wheaton, the XL Salon and Spa. What's your question for today?
Well, I wanted to ask about natural hair. I'm transitioning my hair from, you know, being, well, using a relaxer to transitioning into more a natural thing. Do you guys treat natural hair here at your salon?
Yes, we do. I specialize in natural hair, and Stephen B. Weaver specializes in natural hair. So when it comes to this natural hair, yes, we do know we're doing. We'll give you a consultation and everything like that. But, you know, we are barbers, too. So, you know, even if it's just a guy, we will do guys' hair, too, all natural. But other than that, you know, yes, we do specialize in natural hair. And Stephen B. Weaver can tell you more about it.
Yeah, I love natural hair, like pressing and curling. I just love it. It just does something to me whenever I eat at my press.
he getting a heating comb, gavum. But when it comes to, like, all natural hair, yes, XL Salon do specialize in healthy hair, and we just like to put it out there that we do specialize in healthy hair. Now, if you already had a relaxer and you letting it grow out, you know, within clipping your ends, eventually with them growing hands and whoever would do your hair, they're going to get all that out and you will be totally all natural. So that falls upon your shampooing and your conditioning at that point to keep it nice and healthy. How do you like to wear your hair, ma'am?
Well, different hairstyles. I guess it just depends on how I'm feeling for that day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, I know me and my coworker, Stephen B. Weaving, he curls hair, flat irons hair, so we keep it nice and fluffy, bouncy, you know. You be looking like a soul glow when you're leaving out of XL Salon, you know, all shiny and pretty, without the Jerry curl. So if you ever decide to come on down, won't you come on down and get your hair done by me or Stephen B. Weaving and post it on our page and let everybody know how Exhale Salon get down. I thank you for calling in.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. That's what's up. Exhale Salon, Stephen B. Weaving, Mr. James B. talking here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you want to call in, you can call in at any time. We want to air every Tuesday, three times a month, Exhale Salon. If you come on down, you will receive two, and I say two, free gifts. Looks like we got another caller here, Steve. Let's check out our caller. How you doing? And welcome to Talking Hair with Mr. James B. and Stephen B. Weaving. What's your question for today?
My question is, I'm a customer that came there a couple of weeks ago, and Mr. James B., I just want to let you know that I really like the haircut that I got there. The way you lined it up, it was real nice. Now my other question is, I mean, I get a few gray hairs here and there. Do you have any type of color for men here that'll last for a week or two?
Oh, yeah, we got a couple of different products that we can use as far as the beard and mustache to keep that nice and dark. Because, Mr. James, we got a couple of grays I like to keep covered up myself. As far as my co-host, he's not gray, but, you know, he likes to keep his nice and black. But, yes, we do have products that blend out that gray within your mustache and or beard, as well as your hair. Now, if you wear brush waves or dreadlocks, anything like that, yes, we can color it up for all the guys out there. And I like to say thank you for giving me a compliment on your cut. I don't know who you are. What's your name, sir?
My name is Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee. Well, thank you, Mr. Lee. I do remember you coming in, and I just want to appreciate you saying that Mr. James, my coworkers say, are you Chinese? But I like to say thank you for calling in and letting everybody know that Mr. James B. and Stephen B. Weaving, he is here for their services. And whenever you want to come back, we appreciate that. You want to bring in a lady to get her service? That's fine, too.
Okay, great. Do you have any openings for today?
Yes, we do have some openings for today. Our hours are 9 to 6 every day. You can come on in.
Okay, great. How about around 2 o'clock?
You want to set up an appointment today? That's right. Look at that. Right on the air, setting up an appointment with Mr. James B. That's what's up. Exhale to line. You can come on in at any time, sir.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Lee, for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Exhale Salon, Stephen B. Weaving, Mr. James B., talking here. And being professional at a salon is key, but you can still have fun. It's all about how you, the styling team, add. Greet the customers and treat the customers and the services that you offer. Do you feel like, you know, you offer enough services to a point where your customers are happy?
Yes, I really do, because I do, when it comes to color, when it comes to 27 pieces, bobs, quick weave, sewing, ombreing, installation, what else, press and curl, haircut. I can even cut bands here, but it's just not something that I promote.
Well, that's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to, like, just styling, I work with Stephen B. Weaving, and I can see him do different hairstyles as well as myself. When we do get down here at Exhale Salon and Spa, if you need any services, we are right here at 14875 East 8 Mile. And you can check us out on Facebook. That's Mr. James B., one whole word, MRJAYMESB, on Instagram and Twitter. And Stephen B. Weaving, you say you just have an Instagram?
Yeah, only on Instagram, so you can see the picture. So you can just look at the picture. That's right.
Well, this is about the end of our show. We got Stephen B. Weaving, Exhale Salon, Mr. James B.
The letter B.
No E?
No E.
Give it to him one more time before we leave.
Stephen with a V, the letter B-W-E-A-D.
That's right, Stephen B. Weaving and Mr. James B. And we'd like to thank everybody who called in today, as well as I'd like to thank my co-host, Stephen B. Weaving. And we'll be looking for you next week when it's all about shampooing, shampooing, shampooing. Let's get some hands in there.
Whoa.
Right.